Today is June 16th, 2025. This is Ari Tennant with the daily audio update from CBN News. Today's episode is sponsored by Harmonquello, which is spelled H-A-R-M-O-N-Q-L-O, and they make the best swimsuits I have ever worn. They are so comfortable. They're lightweight. They're stretchy. They dry very quickly. There's no annoying waist tags, and it's the perfect time to get your set of swim trunks for the summer. You can go to harmonquello.com to place your order and use the code CBN20 at checkout. That's H-A-R-M-O-N-Q-L-O.com. So the latest news right now is all about Israel. And the main thing you need to know is that Israel is winning this war rather handily. You'll see a lot of people exploding online, pardon the pun, all upset that we're about to explode into World War III and it's out of control and how dare they. And they're not understanding what most people with common sense understand and what the administration understands and the White House, that Iran having a nuclear weapon is obviously far more dangerous and far more catastrophic to the globe than the missiles and the airstrikes that Israel is launching on Iran. And Israel is willing to, as it were, pay the price or feel the pain of the ballistic missiles being shot over from Iran into Israel to protect the homeland and protect really the entire world, the entire Western world, for the long haul. Obviously, every loss is a tragedy, and we feel for everyone whose lives have been lost, who's been injured in Israel. But that's what war is. War is a painful decision. Foreign policy is a decision between multiple bad decisions. That's your choice. So here are the latest updates. Today, Israel launched more airstrikes. They actually took out the Iran TV station. You can see a video. It's on CBN. Of the moment that the TV station gets hit, so that way there's no communication, at least no state-funded propaganda going out to the populace in Iran, because Prime Minister Netanyahu wants the Iranian population, which tends to lean pretty secular, they're pretty anti-Islamist, they don't like the current regime, he wants them to overtake the government. So that's part of the strategy. Overall, the Iranian government says that 224 people have been killed. They claim it's mostly civilians, but take those numbers with a truckload of salt. That's about as reliable as the numbers that Hamas gives after an attack in Gaza. They say that 5,000 children were killed, even though Israel goes out of its way to only target military targets. If you look at some of the footage, you'll see that airstrikes will hit the side of a building, and only that section of the building will be affected because they have intelligence. There is a military operative or a nuclear scientist in that specific location. Now, Iran did respond with another wave of ballistic missiles tonight, but it was, so far, it seems totally ineffective. Israel was able to stop those ballistic missiles in flight or even before they were able to take off, or the Iranians were posturing, or a combination of all of the above. And the reason this is because the way ballistic missiles work is that they sort of launch like the way you would throw a football, where they use gravity. It's not like an advanced type satellite or advanced system like a cruise missile or Hellfire missile that Israel would have, where you can actually click it almost like a mouse on a screen. They have to actually lob them from Iran, and then they go up above the Earth's atmosphere where they run out of fuel or run out of their thrust, and then they go down using gravity into a rough area they're aiming towards. They're not actually aiming towards any specific targets. And anyway, the reason that's so ineffective, besides the fact that it goes kind of slow, there's a lot of time to shoot the missiles down. Israel knows exactly where these missiles are coming from once they're launched, so they're actually taking out all those missile launch sites as they go. The other big news is that President Trump has left the G7 summit from Canada early, and he says, for obvious reasons, in a very Trump fashion, why he's going. He told his entire team to meet in the Situation Room when he gets there. As far as if he's going to engage with Israel in the attacks on Iran, we don't really know. There's some speculation that the Americans will have to use B-52 bombers to actually penetrate the nuclear facilities that are deep underground and encased in concrete. We'll see what happens there, but in the meantime, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is saying that the reason the Americans are going out in the Middle East and sending planes around and ships throughout the area in the Mediterranean is to protect Americans in the area so that the Iranians don't hit them by mistake or probably on purpose. We don't really know. But he's got the Iranians in a box. They're basically completely isolated. The Russians are not coming to their defense. No one's coming to their defense. And they're in a box where Donald Trump is saying, look, we tried to negotiate with you, and you're completely unworkable, and you better not mess up and hit any of our guys while we still try to talk to you. So the Iranian regime is most likely on the way out. That's just my opinion, but they're not going to last much longer. Recently, President Trump did share a few posts on his Truth Social account. The first one was, somebody please explain to kooky Tucker Carlson that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. So Tucker Carlson has really gone off the rails, which is kind of a shame because he used to be a very interesting commentator. If you watched him on Fox News back in the day, always very interesting, great writing, very original reporting. But for whatever reason, he's decided to go down this dark route where this dark road where every single Jew is a problem, essentially, is very predictable of any kind of war conflagration is bad. If Israel does it, it's bad. And if anyone else does it, well, the West just deserves it. He's become this very strange character that doesn't have a very sophisticated look at what's actually going on. And what President Trump understands is that Iran having a nuclear weapon is obviously much more threatening to world peace than the Americans, or the Israelis in this case, launching missiles at their nuclear sites. What would you rather have, Iran with a nuclear weapon or Israel destroying their nuclear weapon? It's so obvious and common sense, and that's why he's taking issue with him. So you'll see sort of that isolationist swing of the right is very upset with President Trump. But the truth is, President Trump has never been an isolationist. He's never said that it's a good strategy to bury your head in sand. He's completely realigned the Middle East for good. The next thing he shared on Truth Social was America First means many great things, of course, in all caps, in a classic style, including the fact that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, make America great again, which is the same idea. He understands that if we withdraw, if we, the Americans, withdraw from the world, then someone else is going to fill that vacuum. Someone else is going to take that place. So the Americans must step up and help our allies when they're doing us a huge favor. When the Israelis are doing us a huge favor, taking out the nuclear weapons that Iran has, that completely reorients the Middle East and makes them all in favor of working with the Americans, with the Israelis. You can have commerce. There's a lot better things that could happen there. Imagine if we can get some of the cheap oil from Saudi Arabia, for example, and if we could actually be friends with them. Why not? The Saudi Arabians do not like the Iranians. So they see the reality on the ground. They'd much rather get along with Israel than try to make some sort of peace with Iran and their unified hatred of the Jews. It's just not the reality anymore. The next thing that President Trump shared on True Social was that Iran should have signed the deal, in quotes, I told him to sign. What a shame and waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. And that's what people are saying, is maybe there's going to be some sort of American launch on Tehran. But I think what he just means is, look, I'm letting Israel do whatever it wants. They have their own choices. They have their own power. They have their own security concerns. And if they want to blow up Tehran because they don't want to give up the nuclear weapon, well, okay, I'm not going to stop them. That's basically his position. In more local news, there was a terrible, horrifying situation in Minnesota. The former Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman, and her husband, Mark Hortman, were murdered by a gunman who was posing as a police officer. He rang the doorbell late at night and said, there's the police and we need to come in. And they unfortunately let him in. Very sinister, unspeakable how truly evil and calculated this man was. He has been arrested, and they found a hit list where he was going to go after Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, the current sitting United States Senator, a very deranged person. He has been caught. He has been arrested, and he will spend the rest of his life in prison. They don't have the death penalty in Minnesota, but he's never getting out unless somehow they're able to bring federal charges against him. That is the latest update, daily update from CBN Media. We will see you again next time. And make sure to reach out to me, Ari Tennant, or Mr. T directly here on WhatsApp. There'll be a link below this video. Or if you're listening on Spotify, you'll find a link right there. And you can reach out to me, and we'll see how CBN advertising could work for your business. Take care and all the best.